VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A court in Russia-annexed Crimea ordered 12 of 24 Ukrainian sailors who were apprehended at sea Sunday by Russian naval forces following a confrontation to be detained for 2 months. Russia accused the sailors who were manning three Ukrainian Navy ships of illegally entering Russian waters and ignoring Russian warnings from the border guards, charges that Ukraine has denied. Ukraine has imposed martial law in some of its border regions in response to the incident, and with a growing number of other European countries, has urged Western allies to impose additional sanctions on Russia because of the incident. Three American soldiers have been killed in a bombing in Afghanistan. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
It appears to be the deadliest attack on U.S. forces in Afghanistan in nearly a year and a half. The military says the bombing in eastern Afghanistan killed three and wounded three others, plus an American contractor. It happened in Ghazni province, where the Taliban are very active, and the militants are claiming responsibility for this attack, saying they destroyed a U.S. tank. Three American troops were killed in June 2017 in an insider attack by an Afghan soldier.
Tuesday's fatalities bring to 11 the number of American soldiers killed in action in Afghanistan this year. The United Nations says all countries must triple their efforts to cut greenhouse gas emissions to limit an average global temperature increase to 2 degrees Celsius by 2030. The ninth annual UN Environmental Program Emissions Gap Report was released Tuesday in Paris. It says emissions in 2030 could be up to 15 billion tons higher than needed to prevent the warming of more than 2 degrees. This is VOA News. The group Human Rights Watch has asked Argentina to use a war crimes clause in its constitution to investigate the role of the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in possible crimes, both against humanity in Yemen and in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Reuters correspondent Emily Wither reports.
The powerful Crown Prince, known as MBS, is currently touring several Arab countries. It's his first trip abroad since the columnist's death in Istanbul's consulate caused a global outcry. Next, he'll head to Buenos Aires, where the rights group says its submission was sent to a federal judge. Argentina's constitution recognizes universal jurisdiction for war crimes and torture. That means judicial authorities can investigate and prosecute suspected crimes no matter where they were committed, although local reports suggest it's unlikely authorities will take up the case.
Police in India have agreed to call off the search for the body of an American who was presumably killed by a secluded tribe. The announcement came after anthropologists, researchers, and an international rights group said the effort to recover the body posed a risk to the hunter-gatherer tribe. British and Dutch regulators have fined Uber $1.2 million for what it said were inadequate security measures that left personal data at risk for a cyber attack. The judge in the trial of an accused drug kingpin wants an explanation about the defendant's contacts with his wife. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Federal prosecutors say El Chapo has been communicating with his wife. The disclosure came in court papers filed in the Mexican drug lord's trial in Brooklyn. It was impossible to tell how much they've been in contact and how. The papers were highly redacted. Joaquin Guzman has been held since his extradition in high security confinement with limited family contact. Mrs. Guzman took her customary seat in the gallery when testimony resumed. The prosecution has asked that the defense be sanctioned for the contacts. Judge Brian Cogan says he'll rule next week on the complaint, but says the matter has been settled for the time being.
President Trump lashed out at General Motors on Twitter, threatening to cut subsidies for the car maker the day after it announced it would close several North American plants and fire about 14,000 workers. On Twitter, he said, "We're now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars." Company shares tumbled more than 3.5% following the comments from the president. In its official announcement the day before, GM said it would be prioritizing investment in electric cars as part of a company-wide transformation. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.